I'm standing on the small wooden bridge that connects Squid Island with Squid Tickle. The bridge spans a narrow tidal channel that gives Squid Tickle its odd but accurate name. You see, in Newfoundland English, tickle means a narrow passage of water between two land masses. And every August, for generations, squid have entered this channel to feed, and the people of Squid Tickle have come down to harvest them. But it's not squid that this tickle is full of now. It's another marine invertebrate, one that reminds me again of the many connections, natural and human, that link this remote Newfoundland village with Cape Cod in my mind. Over the past several days, waves of lion's mane jellyfish have moved into these waters, just as they have moved into the waters of Cape Cod Bay. They pulse like dark hearts in the water, moving slowly but with seeming purpose among splintered piers, jagged shale ledges, frayed ropes, and protruding spikes. How, I wonder, does such exposed fragility remain intact in such a ragged minefield? The lion's mane gets its name from its reddish-brown umbrella, trailing behind it a long, thick mane of pale yellow angel hair tentacles. These exquisite fine tentacles may resemble angel hair, but they contain stinging cells that can inflict painful welts on bare skin that comes in contact with them. Lion's manes are found along the entire North Atlantic coast, growing darker and larger as they move north. South of Cape Hatteras, they are pinkish in color and 5 inches or less across. Between Cape Hatteras and Cape Cod, the jellyfish are yellow to orange-brown and up to 8 inches in diameter. And north of the Cape, lion's manes are dark brownish-red and grow to 18 inches and larger. In fact, individuals of over 8 feet in diameter have been reported in the Gulf of Maine, making the lion's mane not only the largest of all jellyfish, but also the world's largest invertebrate. Tentacles on a creature that size are estimated to be 200 feet in length, which means it can feed on 10,000 cubic feet of water at any one moment. The lion's mane, like most jellyfish, is generally not considered a single organism, but rather a colony of thousands of tiny, independent, but interconnected animals. Curiously, these individual animals are known as persons. These persons have become highly specialized and perform separate functions such as movement, digestion, and reproduction. But if a lion's mane has no brain, no central nervous system at all as we understand it, what is it that creates and engineers its graceful patterns of movement? What turns it first one way, then another? What is it that makes it first slowly sink, then rise to the surface? What pushes it out across that dark quilted water with such an air of decisiveness about it? How does any group of beings so decentralized cooperate to produce such a unified and seemingly purposeful motion? Imagine the U.S. Congress actually agreeing on a national policy, and you see the problem. I find myself oddly touched by these silent and ethereal creatures moving through the cold, clear waters of the bays and harbors of Newfoundland and Cape Cod. They move with a transparent lack of will, like the fragile, distilled beauty of the earth itself, moving deliberately and purposelessly through a sharded and empty sea.